Welcome to St James, a Scottish Episcopal church in Leith. This podcast is an edited recording from our Sunday morning service on April 28th, 2024. For news and information and to find out how to join us, please visit stjamesleith.org.uk.
Good morning, everyone. The service this morning will be led jointly by Ian and myself, who will also do the reflection and the prayers, so we'll be weaving in and out of that. It is an all-age service, and we are here all ages, perhaps missing some younger ages at the moment who may or may not come, so we might be encouraging you to take part in ways that maybe younger ones might have been expected to or encouraged to. Focus this morning, our theme is on the vine and the branches. So our focus is on connections, the connections between us, between all people, between us and creation, using the symbolism of the vine, of the tree, of the branches. So let's just take a moment's quiet as the candle is lit before we begin our service. With nature in its power and beauty, with rain and wind and sunshine, with the ancient rocks and the budding flower, we gather. With believers and seekers the whole world wide, with peoples in every land and speakers of every language, with the angels and saints in heaven, and with all who have worshipped in this place. With Jesus, who promised his presence, and the Spirit who showers us with her blessings. Here let heaven and earth embrace.
Amen.
Time, come all you people, three, sing.
Come all you people, come praise your maker. Come all you people, come praise your maker. Come all you people, come praise your maker. Come now and worship the Lord.
That every time you hear the word love in this reading, I want you to wave these palms, these leaves. And you might want to try and count how many times the word love comes into this reading. It's quite a lot. We might use that later.
Well, it's from John's eponymous epistle, his first one, chapter 4. Beloved, let us love one another, because love is from God. Everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, for God is
love.
God's love, I hope you're counting, because I'm not. God's love was revealed among us in this way. God sent his only Son into the world so that we might live through him. Only wave when it says love. And this is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. Beloved, since God loved us so much, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God. If we love one another, God lives in us and his love is perfected in us. By this we know that we abide in him and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. You get a bit of a rest here. And we have seen and do testify that the Father has sent his Son as the Saviour of the world. God abides in those who confess that Jesus is the Son of God, and they abide in God. So we have known and believe the love that God has for us. God is love, and those who abide in love abide in God, and God abides in them. Love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness on the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear, for fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not reached perfection in love. We love because he first loved us. Those who say, I love God and hate their brothers and sisters are liars, for those who do not love a brother or sister whom they have seen cannot love God whom they have not seen. The command we have from him is this: those who love God must love their brothers and sisters also. Love, love, love. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Thanks be to God.
From John 15, verses 1 through 8.
Glory to Christ, our Savior.
I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. Have you already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you? Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. This is the gospel, good news for all.
Praise to you, O Christ.
So Ian's actually going to start us off here.
I feel I should be like a guru with you. Well, thank you, Carol, and everyone illustrating the importance of the word love. Did anyone count how many times it came? Anyone? 29 times. Any higher bids than that? 32. Going, going, gone? 30. 32. Right. So.
What about the non-canonical ones at the end?
The non-canonical one. Oh, should we say 32, just to be on the safe side? But I think that illustrates for me the core of our Christian lives, which is to love God and to love one another. And then in our gospel reading, we have a metaphor of that in the tree and the vine. And I, on a pastoral level, I've often meet people who have real struggles with the idea of God, either God the Father or sometimes God the Mother, because of their human relationships. And it's a real sort of blockage. And I often say to them, just replace God the Father or God the Mother, just replace it with love. So just replace the word God with love. And it often has quite a significant change, because it explicitly says in the first reading that God is love. And as I said, if we struggle because of our human relationships with our mothers, fathers, different relationship, if we always remember at the center of our faith is the idea of God being love, and that we are called to be branches rooted in love, connected to Christ, who is the fullest expression of divine love, and a God who waters and nourishes the tree and the vine through the Holy Spirit. And as Paul says, we are therefore called to be grounded and rooted and established in love. That is the core of our calling. And as branches, we are connected to one another in love in Christ, to all that is, and as Carol alluded to at the beginning, also not just connected to one another, but also connected to creation, to the land, to the soil, rivers, plants, all creatures, and to all people, to one another. And that's really what this service is about, is enabling us to see the connection that we have between one another in this community, but much wider afield, to people in Gaza, in the Middle East, all over the world. We want to sort of look at that connection, but also to all creation. So Carol's now going to tell us a story to illustrate that.
Okay. So I want to tell you a story about a man and some children. Now, the man was an anthropologist. Now, who can tell me what an anthropologist is?
Anthropology is the study of humankind.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. So it's someone who might be seeing how we act in different situations, maybe how people did that in the past, or how we're doing it now, and in different countries, different places, different societies and civilizations. So this man in the story was an anthropologist, and he was with a small tribe in Africa and with a group of children. And he wanted to know a little bit more about them and how they acted and responded to things. So he asked them to play a game. So he initially put a basket. I'm going to actually, before doing it, get my group of children here, young people, to come and stand over here first. And meanwhile, my anthropologist here is going to put a basket or a bowl of sweet fruits, which are grapes here, in this case, thank you, at the bottom of the tree. Thank you. So what he did was, he was playing this game, he got them to stand in a line, and the fruits, the sweets, are under the tree. And he said to them, whoever gets to them first can have them all. So he lined them up. Hey, great.
I'm in.
So whoever gets to them first can have them all. Ready, steady, go. Well done. Music. So I think, isn't that what we would all do? Well, we're all doing it. This is what we would do. But those children didn't do that. Do you want to come back? I'll show you what they did. He was very surprised because he thought, and this might be tricky because there's a table in the middle, but can you all join hands? And what the children did is that they all joined hands and they all went together, so they got to the tree at the same time. And they all sat down and they enjoyed their treats together, which you can do. Yes. So he was really surprised, because it isn't generally how we act, is it? So he asked them, why had they run together like that? Because if one of them had raced, as we saw, they could have had them all for themselves. And they replied with this word, Ubuntu. And Ubuntu said, how can one of us be happy if all the others are sad? Ubuntu, how can one of us be happy if all the others are sad? And Ubuntu in their civilization means I am because we are. I am because we are. Those children, that tribe, knows the secret of happiness that has been lost in all societies that transcend them and which consider themselves civilized societies. We are all connected. How can one of us be happy if all the others ones are sad? How can one of us be happy if all the other ones are sad? So we're going to think about that a little more in a moment. And perhaps my children down there, if you've had enough grapes, you can take a few if you want, but if we can put them back on the table so that we can all share them a bit later. And then I want to get everyone to take their piece of green string. So what I want to invite you to do is to tie your string to the person next to you so that we make one long line. We're going to connect.
So really, Martin Luther King used another word for this tree of life, our connectivity, which was the garment of destiny. And this is a very famous quote that he wrote when he was in prison in Birmingham jail for protesting about civil rights in America. And he said, injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. And you can relate this to what's happening in the Middle East. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny, in a single tree of life. Whatever affects one person affects everybody indirectly. I'll say that again. Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere. We are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. And that's true of us in this community, but the whole world.
So we're going to create a web from all our connections that is connected to the tree. So we have called this little bit holy chaos, which it might be. So I want to invite you, I'm going to add these ones to Jill's here, for one person at the end, you can choose which end, to come and tie one end to the tree. And then I'm going to pass it back so that whoever is near the boards can maybe hook it over so it doesn't fall down. Well, I think if or we might.
So we called it holy chaos for a reason. But I want you, in our prayers, to imagine that we are under this sort of web. So going back to using the metaphor of the vine and the trees, really the prayers are one to honour the wisdom of trees and the wisdom of creation. So I'm going to read some quotes from this book called The Hidden Life of Trees, say a short prayer and then intersperse it with some silences, and I'd invite you to listen to the quotes and think how the wisdom of trees might help us in our lives and how it might sort of inform how we live. And according to the Arbor Day Foundation, in 1 year, a mature tree will absorb more than 48 pounds of carbon dioxide from the atmosphere and release oxygen in exchange. So that's why they're so important with the climate change going on. So we should be thankful for trees for the very air that we breathe. So I'd like us just to start our prayer time with a deep breath in and out. Just a deep breath. And to become conscious of your breathing. Because the Holy Spirit, as you know in the Hebrew, is ruach, which is breath. So again, the sense of our breath is synonymous with God. So just slow your breathing down and be conscious of your breathing. And be thankful for your breath, for your very life. For God sustaining you in every breath that you take. So the first quote says, on its own, a tree cannot establish a local climate. And when it's on its own, it's at the mercy of the wind and the weather and external events. But together, many trees can create an ecosystem that moderates extremes of heat and cold, stores water, and is able to generate humidity. So take a moment on how we at St. James and any community that we might be part of, how we might provide a climate and ecosystem that is countercultural, that is healing for all who enter and are part of it. The average tree grows its branches out until it encounters the branch tips of a neighboring tree of the same height. And it doesn't grow wider because air and better light in this space has already been taken. And true friends are careful right from the outset not to grow overly thick branches in each other's direction. Such partners are often so tightly connected at the roots that they often die together. So just take a little bit of time to consider a friendship or any friendship or relationship with another person. And pray that we might achieve this balance between intimacy and closeness, but allowing the other person the space to grow to their full potential. And some trees, species, will synchronize their performances, the photosynthesis and other, so that they are all equally successful. So trees in the worst soil and growing conditions are helped by those who grow in good conditions. They equalize differences between the strong and the weak so that all have enough nutrients and water. They understand that their well-being depends on the well-being of the community. If a weaker tree dies, it affects everybody. So again, take time to think how we might help those who, for whatever reason, are struggling with difficult conditions, who are suffering both in our community and across the world. Remembering the tree of life, the garment of destiny, the web of being, that we are interconnected with one another. And so let us pray and think about how we might share with them, be in solidarity with them, and help them. Also remember that we are not only interconnected with one another, but all creation, with animals, plants, trees, rocks, water, ice, sea. So let us pray and imagine how we might tread lightly in our world and be filled with gratitude for the world around us. trees share their food and nutrients with their own species, but sometimes they nourish their competitors. So again, let us take some time to think about those people that we might find difficult, who in some way threaten us, annoy us. How might we, where appropriate, as the Bible puts it, to love our enemies and provide nourishment to them? Another quote is, every tree is valuable to the community because any fatalities create gaps in the canopy. That is why sick individuals are supported and nourished until they recover. So let us now take a moment to pray for all those who we know who are poorly or suffering in any way, and ask for God's love, peace and healing for them, and how we might provide that as well. And we especially remember Christine Bell and all her family at this time. And the last quote is, trees maintain an inner balance and carefully calibrate their energy levels. So let us just take time to ponder about ourselves, about the balance in our lives. Are we doing too little? Do we need to put our energies into something? Or are we doing too much? Do we need to rest and play more? So just think about recalibrating your energy levels. Just end the prayer time with two quotes, one from Barbara Mahaney. My temple, my church of the woods, it's a holy place to which I return and return. It is a wood that preaches to me, fills me with wordless wisdoms. It is a place where I behold the awe-inspiring mystery of how I hope heaven will be someday. And another quote from Richard Rohr in his Meditations this week. All I'm saying is the whole world comes to life. Every cactus, every kind of cactus, every kind of tree, every branch, the sunrise, the sunset, the different kinds of birds. I find myself in the middle of a universe of belonging.
the blessing of God the Creator, Christ our risen Saviour, and the Spirit of life and love be with us all, now and forever.
Amen.